Good morning, wonderful leaders. I'm so excited to welcome you to our next lesson in boot camp, which is all about controlling stress. I am here on this wonderful morning with the sun rising behind my pond, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about the science of stress and then give you some very concrete tools that can help you manage stress in the moment. First of all, let's go way back to like middle school or high school science. You've probably heard the word homeostasis. Homeostasis is this idea that your body wants to keep itself in balance. Not too stressed, not too unstressed. Not too hot, not too cold. Just the right amount of water, just the right amount of food. It's keeping your body right in balance. In our normal state, we always have a little bit of stress on board, as well as a little bit of de-stress. We have two brain systems in our bodies that actually control this. It's called the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. Sympathetic nervous system is all about stress. It's about the fight, flight, or flee response. And sometimes it also includes freeze. That response is all about, what do you do when there's a really stressful event? It's balanced by the parasympathetic nervous system, that part of the nervous system that's all about resting, digesting, and recovering. That system is toning it down, and the two of them are always in balance. It may seem as if stress is something you want to get rid of and avoid entirely. No. In fact, having a slight balance of both of those systems is really, really important for one's body. When you are in your absolute ideal state, what people often call the state of flow, and we will talk about that later in the course, when a person is in the state of flow, that means that you are doing something effortlessly and excitedly and with passion and purpose, and time seems to just melt away. I know that happens to me when I'm teaching. It happens to me when I'm paddleboarding. Sometimes I just disappear into a book and don't even emerge because I'm so entranced in the story. You're just in the moment, flowing with whatever is going on. And what's really interesting is that the levels of stress hormones is actually not at the lowest at that point. It's actually a little bit elevated, but it's so well balanced by the parasympathetic rest and digest that the two of them are just in harmony. And it's that kind of a system that we are in our everyday lives, a gentle balance between stress and not stress, between hot and cold, between too much and too little. It's just that lovely sense of balance. But what happens when we get knocked out of balance, when we have a stressor come into our lives? Our stress response was designed evolutionarily for living on the African savanna, living out in the woods, living out in the wilderness. In those situations, what you need is a stress response that can handle 3 minutes of abject terror, whether that is jumping out of the bushes to run down the prey that you need to eat in order to feed yourself and feed your family before you starve, or to run away from the lion or the tiger or the bear that is jumping out at you and to get out of that situation or fight it. At the end of those 3 minutes of abject terror, you can resolve that stress response. Our whole system is designed for that immediate, life-threatening, life-critical moment. And when that moment is over, it's designed to dissipate and bring us back down. In that moment of stress, what happens to our bodies is that the sympathetic nervous system comes online and creates the systems in our body, the situations that are going to be most helpful for our immediate survival. So, what it will do is it will redirect using hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. It'll redirect things like our breathing, our heart rate. It'll redirect our blood flow so that our major body muscles are able to get the blood and the oxygen and the nutrients that it needs in that extreme moment so that we are ready to fight, we are ready to run. what happens also is that a lot of the systems controlled by the parasympathetic slow down and shut down. For instance, our parasympathetic response is in charge of things like digesting our food. If you're running away from a lion, you don't need to digest breakfast. It's in charge of things like reproduction. If you're running away from that lion, you really don't need to worry about ovulation. You also really don't need to worry about things like the immune system. Fighting off a disease, that can wait. 3 minutes of pushing pause on that is totally, totally legitimate. Your body will redirect every resource to dealing with that immediate stressor. The other thing that happens is really interesting in the mind. So neuroscientifically, cortisol, adrenaline, all of these different stress hormones will focus your attention exclusively and with laser focus on that stressor. So you will become laser focused on that lion, on that bear, on that prey that you need to hunt down. Whatever it is, that is the entirety of your world right now. And the first thing that comes to your mind about how can you get away, how can you address that situation, is the only thing that's on your mind, which is why sometimes when you're stressed, it's so hard to deviate from the plan. It's so hard to think, it's so hard to plan, because your mind is laser focused on that stressor and isn't able to take in the breadth of all of your memories, all of your problem solving abilities. It's really, really, really honed in and focused on that one stressor. And that makes complete sense when you're trying to run away from a lion. What happens with us humans is that we don't always use it just in those life-threatening emergencies. I mean, I can probably count 3 times in my life, a car accident, when I was like almost run over by a bus, like those moments, those teeny tiny moments where really things were life-threatening. On the other hand, most of the time for us humans, we activate our stress response for all those other things. Instead of dealing with a 3-minute stressor, we're worried about a 30-year mortgage. Instead of worrying about a 3-minute stressor, we are worried about our kids' future, what happens with our job, whether or not we can go and safely visit our families during COVID times. All of those kinds of things, that's what we worry about. That's where our stress response gets activated. And it's activated for a really, really long time. We get stuck in that sympathetic response. When we're really busy, when we have too much to do and not enough time to do it, our stress response goes up and stays up. So the key to resolving your stress is to resolve the stress response, to allow for that 3 minutes of terror, and then intentionally and with concerted effort, bring that back down so that you can return to that state of homeostasis, so that your brain isn't stuck on laser focused on the stressor, but instead can take in the big picture and do some planning. So the rest of this video is going to teach you specific skills that will allow you to manage stress in the moment and also control stress for the longer term. And I brought some tea in order to do that, because the key to resolving a stress response and shutting down your sympathetic and bringing up your parasympathetic is to bring up that sense of safety, security, peace, and calm. And one of the things that I always have in my hands, whenever you see me on videos, whenever you meet me in person, I love having a warm cup of tea. For some reason, that is one of the most comforting, calming things for me. I don't know why. It's just something my body loves that really restores that centeredness and that sense of peace and calm for me. So I brought some morning tea with me. Every person has a different thing that will help them resolve their stress response. Let me teach you a few. Think of it as a menu of options, and for that menu, you can choose any single one that you love best. The first one is the most core, the one that has the most evidence behind it, is soft belly breathing. Let's try it. I'd invite you, please, if you feel comfortable and if you are in a safe place, go ahead and close your eyes. Otherwise, just let your gaze be a little bit soft. Take a deep breath, breathe in, and out. Breathe in and out. As you breathe out, let your breath be long and leisurely. As you breathe out, let gravity just drag the stress down from your bones into the ground. You can feel your breath going in through your nostrils. Sometimes it's really nice to let your breath out with a sigh. Now, go ahead and place a hand softly on your abdomen. Put your attention on the feeling of your stomach rising and falling. Rising and falling with your breath. In and out. Rise and fall. Soft belly. And breathe. Go ahead when you have a moment to bring yourself back to me in this video. Open your eyes, shift your body if you need to, roll your head on your shoulders. That was a way of calming your stress response. Simply spending 2 minutes to focus on your breathing, to focus on the rise and fall of your stomach. I'd love to teach you a whole bunch of other brain breaks. I teach brain breaks all the time. Many of you have been part of my workshops. I'll teach you some new ones today. But the next one I want to introduce you to is savoring. So that's also why I brought my tea. If you wish to pause this video, go and pause it and go grab yourself a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a cup of water. You can go and grab yourself a small snack like a blueberry, a grape, a raisin, a nut, a piece of cheese, whatever is up for you right now, something that you can put in your mouth and savor. Go, put pause. All right, welcome back. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to imagine that this is the very first time you are ever having this item of drink or food. Look at it as if you were a toddler experiencing a type of food for the first time. So smell it. Notice the color. Notice the texture. Notice the way that light shines off of it and how the steam rises off if it's a warm drink. Notice how it feels in your hands. The feel of the cup or the feel of the piece of food. Is it soft, hard, squishy? Just notice the feel of it. Kids always explore their food with their fingers. So use that sense. Explore your cup or explore the piece of food. And then go ahead and take a sip or take a bite. Let the taste linger in your mouth. Hold it in your mouth just for a moment before you even chew. Let the feel of it linger on your tongue. Feel it with your tongue just as if you felt it with your fingers. Notice the sense of sweet, salty, sour. Notice how hot or cold it is. And when you bite, bite slow. Chew slow. Savor. As if you were a wine enthusiast savoring a very expensive glass of wine. And then finally, when you swallow, allow the feeling of that swallow to linger all the way down your esophagus. See if you can notice the last moment when you can actually feel it before it pops into your stomach. That was the experience of savoring. Savoring is a wonderful thing. It engages every single one of your senses. It brings you into that present moment. Every single brain break brings you into your body in the present. Because here in the present, there's a lot less stress. There isn't the future to worry about. There isn't the past to worry about. Instead, it's right here, right where you are. And with those brain breaks, you're trying to slow, you're trying to calm down all of those stress systems, your heart, your lungs, your muscle systems. Instead, you're focusing on the resting and digesting. And that's why savoring is such a wonderful thing. Here's another one, music. I'd love for you to hum a song with me. That's it. Are you ready? We're gonna hum "You Are My Sunshine." 1, 2, 3. That's it. Did you notice how that vibration actually kind of softens things a little bit? And then the experience of music is shown in so many studies to calm the stress response. Other things you can do, let me give you a whole list. You can go outside. The outdoors is one of the best brain breaks ever. Spend 20 seconds to 2 minutes outside, that's it. But somehow, by being in the outdoor air, whether it's cold or warm, hot or rainy or sunny, doesn't matter. The outside, that change of environment, makes a huge difference. Another thing you can try is a tactile experience. Pick up something that you haven't been touching, something different than what you've been feeling most of the time. If you've been at a desk and working on a computer or using paper and pencil, find something different. Whether it's a piece of tissue paper or a piece of grass, doesn't matter. Explore that thing with your fingers. Notice every sensation. Allow it to tickle the back of your hand or tickle the side of your face. Feel it, again, just like with food, as if it's the first time. Remember, you're bringing your body right into this present moment and feeling with your fingers, with the palm of your hand, with the back of your hand, with your face, wherever. That tactile sensation makes a big difference. Another thing to try is what my son loves to do, which is called dots and squeezes. Dots and squeezes is a sensory practice, a tactile deep pressure, almost like a massage of your hands and your forearms. What you do is you take your thumb and you gently and rhythmically press for about a second all the way around the outside of your palm with one hand. And then a long press in the middle. Then you do that with the other hand. Push your dots all the way around your palm, 1 second per press. And a long press in the middle. And then you gently squeeze up one arm. And then squeeze up the other arm. Dots and squeezes. One of a well-researched, exceptionally good way to calm your stress. So I've given you a ton of different brain breaks to control your stress. I hope that one of the different tools that I gave you today will be helpful to you in finding some peace and calm. If you have any other ideas, that's the discussion question for today. What brain break? What little thing do you do in the moment of stress that can calm your system? Could be one of the ones I offered, could be something that you already do naturally. I'd love for you to offer your brain break to the group in the discussion chat. So please add that if you have a moment in the comments down below. The other thing that I would love to do is invite you to an experiment. This week's experiment is to notice your stress response. Notice when you are feeling stressed, and when you feel that, figure out what it is. Where is the cue in your body that tells you you are stressed? I know for me, it's tension in my shoulders and neck. Like, I always feel my stress there. Other people feel it in their face, that they clench, that they frown or scowl. Other people feel it in their gut, in their stomach. Other people hold it in their hands. Wherever you feel your stress, I want you to notice that, because that's going to be your cue whenever I notice my tension in the shoulders, I'm going to do a brain break. Try it at least once a day. That's your experiment for this week. Find the cue, and then the response to that is to do a brain break. And just see how that changes. See if that makes any difference at all in terms of your stress levels over this week. I'm here by email. I'm here by the discussion forum. Let me know if you have any questions. Blessings to you. And thank you, wonderful leaders. I'll see you next week.